And elsewhere in KCK, growing local food isn't just about health for this group of teens. Their farm fields are fertile ground for developing responsibility and shaping young lives. As KCUR intern Beth Lipoff reports, the group's leaders hope to harvest more than just tomatoes.
When you grow up in the city, chickens aren't something you see every day.
They can be a little grumpy at times. They can get very territorial.
But 13-year-old Malik Looney is getting to know them well.
They'll just flap your wings at them and start making those loud noises and that loud squawks at you. And you kind of be like, oh, no. They're mad about something.
It's early May. The teenagers of Boys Grow are here on the 12-acre farm for the first time this year. The open fields are somewhat waterlogged after heavy rain. Flats of plants started from seed stand waiting for drier weather. The chickens roam under trees and inside their tarp-covered coop. Farm manager Joshua Anderson says this is a different experience than just working on a community garden.
A lot of projects that you see with food and working with kids are usually smaller gardens. As far as I can tell, there's not a lot of commercial-scale farms that are trying to start with kids.
Now in its third year, Boys Grow teaches agricultural and business skills to 12 to 14-year-old boys and aims to provide them with positive male role models. They do it by teaching the boys to grow produce. The boys then transform the produce they grow into products like ketchup, salsa, and barbecue sauce, and they become marketers of their business. Each boy has to apply for his spot and commit to working with the group for 2 years. The boys work a few times a month during school, then 3 days a week in the summertime. They all sweat in the fields, but part of the work is designing labels and talking with local businesses about carrying their product.
The underlying goal is producing entrepreneurs. So that's the ultimate goal in what we're doing. We're just taking a little unorthodox approach in doing that.
John Gordon Jr. is the founder of the project.
You know, they have to show up to work on time. They have to learn how to shake someone's hand properly, eye contact. A lot of the basic stuff that a lot of times when you get older, you kind of take it for granted. But if, you know, if sometimes these guys aren't necessarily taught those basic skills and they're getting them at a very young age.
For this, they get paid. Gordon says that earning the money is part of the lesson.
It gets a little jingle in the pocket, but more importantly, it actually teaches them that they can make their own money and have the responsibility of having their own money. Sometimes that responsibility is in the form of a PlayStation 3, or maybe it's helping out with groceries around the house.
Some of the boys say that being in the program has helped them raise their grades at school. Another skill they learn is public speaking. Malik Looney spoke about Boys Grow in front of hundreds of people at the Soul Food Film Festival.
Right after, and shortly, a lawyer walked up to me. He was like, "You are very well spoken," and he gave me a card, and he said, "We'd like you to come in someday." I was like, "Okay, yeah." I would look like I just, Boys Grow is kind of fun because you get lots of opportunities at the same time while you're doing something important.
Malik hopes to have his own farm someday. When it comes to the work, the boys divide it. One team develops the new product. The last 2 years, they've made salsa and ketchup. This year, they're adding barbecue sauce to their repertoire. 14-year-old Tariq Nash wants to become a chef. He's a member of the culinary team that created the barbecue sauce recipe.
We start mixing around a bunch of different batches to see what we like. And what we do with that is when the whole group meets, because it's not everybody on the culinary team, it's a set few of boys. So when everybody meets together, we have all our barbecue sauces together when we try those.
They started with ketchup, but the final product has more of a vinegar base than a typical Kansas City barbecue sauce. They sell their products and vegetables to local restaurants and grocery stores, such as Port Fonda and Green Acres at the Briarcliff Market. The boys also sell at farmers markets. All of that provides about 25% of Boys Grow's budget. The rest comes from grants and donations, but John Gordon hopes they will become 100% self-supporting in the future. Back on the farm, the boys know that once the hot Midwestern summer really hits, being waterlogged won't be the problem.
Yeah, and try to look at the plants you're getting so you can make sure you get them all individually. Like these tomatoes here, just go over them real slow.
Joshua Anderson helps the boys finesse their agricultural skills, like watering plants.
There you go. Those are early girls. Those are really nice mid-size tomato about the size of a baseball. They're just a good all-purpose tomato. Nice. getting it down, man.
Not all the farm work is fun and games. Tariq Nash's least favorite task is weeding.
You have to constantly do it or else it will take the nutrients from your direct plants. And it starts to hurt my back when I have to dig down and hoe up the weeds.
Shawnee Mission North biology teacher Ryan Ross knows the value of hard work. He's spending his summer working with the boys.
Out here, we teach them, you know, the value of responsibility and hard work, because these guys have to show up every day on time, be ready to work. And, you know, middle of the summer, it's over 100 degrees out here. And, you know, we just got to teach them to persevere and stick with it.
14-year-old Stephen Banks says he's noticed a change in his own work ethic.
At first, I was lazy and really not that worried about, like, how things went and everything. When I started to get in Boys' Yard, it actually made me open up my eyes to see that I need to do this and that and stop being lazy and do the right thing.
In the future, they hope to have more livestock on the farm, like goats, turkeys, and ducks, but only when the farm gets a more permanent location. And the farm is where the work really starts for these city boys like Tariq Nash.
I learned that growing vegetables, it doesn't just happen spontaneously. It takes time and dedication, and you have to really take care of the plants and show them the love that you would like show them any other living being.
For now, they're growing tomatoes, onions, broccoli, and some young entrepreneurs.
Right, commitment, respect, boys grow.
For Casey Currents, I'm Beth Lipoff.